One of the big problems in the September 11th terrorist attacks was during that disaster, emergency workers often could not communicate well or quickly with each other. Today, the Department of Homeland Security issues a report card on how metropolitan areas are doing, 5 years later, getting their emergency agencies in touch. Virginia was the first in the nation to tackle the communications issue statewide. To find out more, we turn to Chris Essett. He is Virginia's first interoperability coordinator and joined us on the line from Richmond. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you'll have to communicate to us immediately what interoperability means.
Well, interoperability simply is to be able to share voice or data communications with other folks as needed in emergency response. It can be with firefighters talking to police officers, one locality talking to another, or a state organization talking to a local level government.
So give us an example of what you've done.
Well, we in Virginia have come up with a statewide plan to address this. One of our most recent successes has been the move from 10 codes to common language, and then there's 13 other initiatives in this year's statewide plan that we were told are most critical to address first.
Let's talk about the 10 code system. That's, of course, where police officers and firefighters use phrases like 10-4, which
we all know. Exactly, that's a great example.
It seems sort of obvious, but you changed the system to make it more sensible. Why don't you tell us about that?
10 codes, on the surface, you know, there's nothing wrong, but what happened was over time, a lot of different law enforcement agencies came up with their own set of 10 codes to where the codes had different meanings for different localities. For example, in Hampton, Virginia, a 10-10 means that it's a drunk driver, but right next door at Newport News, it means there's a fight in progress. Or a 10-54, for example, this is a kind of comical example, in Alexandria means that there's an alcohol sensor needed for a test, but for the Virginia State Police, it means that there's livestock on the highway. So we move away from these different disparate 10 codes to plain language, plain English, and this is going to greatly reduce the amount of confusion in scenes.
What else has your state done in terms of emergency communication that makes someone in, say, Norfolk or Richmond, where you are, safer than they were 5 years ago?
One thing the state is doing is we're building out a statewide agency's radio system, the STARS system. It's going to have 21 state agencies on it, and that's going to be fantastic because then localities, instead of getting in touch with a few different state agencies on different systems, they'll just get in touch with one system, and they'll have all the state agencies. And so I think when you combine all of that and some of the other initiatives, it's a much safer landscape for communications throughout Virginia.
You all have had real success, but what is hindering regions?
Well, I think that there's some obvious things, funding, but really I think that there's still some barriers that need to be broken down between the different disciplines, between localities and regions, and some with the local and the state. I mean, you know, this is a tough problem. I think people attack this problem still as a technology problem, and it's not. It's a coordination problem. It takes a lot of effort to get the right stakeholders at the table and actually coordinate where you're going in a region or where you're going as a state. And that's what we've done in Virginia, is provided the forum to where the localities, the different first responders can come to the table and they can plan where we're going in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Chris Essed is Virginia's interoperability coordinator in the Governor's Office of Commonwealth Preparedness. Today, the Department of Homeland Security issues a report card on how metropolitan areas are doing getting their emergency agencies to communicate during a disaster.